Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Really excited to get back to Indy. You know, we've been working really hard on that, and ever since May this year, you know, things are looking pretty positive that we should be able to be back there in May next year. So can't say too much more than that right at this moment, but I'm just positive. I feel really determined to get back there and put on a good performance.
Hey David, I just wanted to drop you a message and say thanks for all the support this year. Couldn't do it without Liberty Group. I'm just so relieved to qualify 23rd for the 102nd Indianapolis 500. Can't wait for you to come out next week and watch us.
The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, here's the Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. And it's so great to be with you here this morning. I'm about to get ready to jump on a plane and go to Indianapolis 500. And you heard my boy there, Stefan Wilson. He's going to be driving car number 25. And I'm so excited to be there and just hear that motor rumbling, as you just heard. It's going to be exciting, and today's show is actually going to be connected to that, because as you're racing to retirement, you want to know about these ETF funds you're in, these target date funds that are supposed to get you there, but they may not. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. I can't make this stuff up. This is my name. It's the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I'm an attorney and a financial advisor. And we are live this morning right now out of our studio here in downtown Oakland, California. There's so much going on downtown here in Oakland. I mean, you just can't walk around here at night anymore without having something to do. Certainly exciting. But maybe something's been on your mind you want to know about gold right now. Is gold going to keep going down? Or why is it just holding out here? Maybe you want to find out about equity in your real estate, or just what the market's going to do this summer. Then if you do, the number to call right now is 888-588-5818. Again, it's 888-588-5818. We have an operator standing by live right now. You can ask your question. And if you don't want to be on the air, then you can always tweet me a question. In fact, you should check it out. We have all kinds of indie footage there. At our Twitter, which is at PYA Radio. Again, it's at PYA Radio. Anytime you like. So Monday, well, I'll start with Sunday. Sunday is going to be the Indy 500, and we're super excited. We're going to be involved with car number 25, Stefan Wilson, as he tries to take the checkered flag. And for many of you who know, he's driving to support his brother. His brother was killed a few years ago in a tragic Indy wreck where a piece of suspension fell off on the track and hit his brother in the head, and he died. And his organs were donated to people who needed him. And so Stefan's, and you'll see on the side of his car, it says Racing to Save Lives. That's what it's all about. It's about organ donation, and you should find out about that cause. It's a great cause. So we're really happy to be supporting it, to be part of it, and I can't wait to go out there. I'm just really excited about it. So that's going to be Sunday. Watch us on the ABC network, I think, is where they're broadcasting the show. But it'll be super exciting, and look for car 25. And, of course, the Liberty Group on the side of the car, right by the front wheel. You'll see our logo. Yes, indeed. Anyway, Monday is Memorial Day. And this is a day that we honor all of those who died for us, who fought to defend this country. And if you saw Hacksaw Ridge or maybe Private Ryan or Iwo Jima, you have some idea of what that war was all about. Now, my grandfather fought in that war, and I have a picture of him sitting on one of those Harley-Davidson motorcycles they made specially for the troops over there in the European theater. And I don't know if you know, about 1,000 of those motorcycles went to Russia. But anyway, I got a good picture of that with my grandpa on one of them. And you can't really understand by looking at that picture what happened over there. But if you see any of those movies, it's amazing what these guys and gals went through and how they died, many of them, on foreign soil and never came home. And so, you know, as you consider Monday, Memorial Day, and you wonder what these people went through and how terrifying it must have been at 19 years old to go over there and leave your whole family and everybody behind. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have social media. There was no way to really communicate. It was tough. And so a lot of us imagine these soldiers as old and wise men, but many of them were very young and never made it back. So remember on Monday how they gave up two lives, the one they were living right then, and then also the one that they could have lived at home when they came back as a husband, father, grandfather, grandmother, mother. Of course, all these people had lives after defending us. So remember, they gave up everything for you, for me, for the country, for freedom. And remember, freedom is not free. So do you have a 401k, maybe a tax-sheltered annuity or a 403b or 457? Well, if you do, I've seen this over and over again this week in particular, that a lot of you have these target date funds. They're also called lifestyle funds. And you know what I'm talking about, where you pick a particular year, like the 2025 fund. Well, according to Morningstar, get this, over $880 billion was invested in these things just a couple of years ago. And now it seems to be even more because I just keep seeing these. It's just easy. I think it's human nature, right? You just say, well, I don't want to sit there and pick all those different large cap and value and small cap, Russell 2000. What is all that stuff? I'm just going to pick the 2025 because I'm going to retire in 7 years. Well, this is amazing. This is just what people are doing. So do you know how much those funds cost? Do you know how far they could go back if the market were to correct? How safe are these? How much do they really cost when you tear apart all the pieces of them? And what is a glide path? What does that mean? And now with rising interest rates, because you saw that again this week, rates pulled back a little bit, but they're overall in the upswing right now. Rates are rising. What does this do to your target date fund? Well, these are all really great questions, and there's so much more to know about these things. And so I thought today, as you're racing to retirement, I would connect that to the Indy 500 theme, and we're going to talk about all the things you need to know when it comes to putting your hard-earned money to work in a target date fund. We call them TDF. Sorry, I always use a lot of logo. I don't want to say that because I want you to understand what I mean. Target date funds. And that means just basically pick a date and you try and get there and you think it's going to happen. But anyway, you're going to find out it doesn't. You're not going to want to miss a single solitary second of this show. It's going to be a real education. So keep it right here as we discuss this. Now, let's get started. And we're going to talk about this week because it was certainly a fascinating week. It was a week where anything that could go wrong seemed to happen. And the stock market didn't really react so much. So as you recall, Monday, President Trump began the week suggesting that the trade war with China was over. And later, the administration ordered or explored penalties on imported automobiles. Well, Monday, the market really liked that because we thought there was this trade truce going on. And the Dow was up almost 298 points, crossing that 25,000 barrier again. And the S&P 500 up 20, or 2733. And some of the stocks that did well that day were Boeing, Cat, Ford, and looked pretty good. So this was Monday. And then, as you know, we put that deal on hold with China towards the middle of the week, and the market didn't like that and decided that was going to start selling off. And it was about earnings this week, too. And this is what was so fascinating and still is about this market. When you look at individual stocks, if you buy individual stocks, it really is all about earnings right now. No matter what's going on in the world, it seems that these stocks are getting either, you know, heralded or pounded. depending on what they report. And so GE this week, this was fascinating. On Wednesday, the CEO, I feel sorry for this guy. He's really struggling. He's trying. And he came out and just was honest about it. And he says, look, this is not going to happen overnight, folks. And the stock went down 7.2% in a day to close at $14.18. And for all you value hunters out there going, well, GE's a great deal now, we're going to buy it. Well, you just got whacked another 7%. It was the lowest or worst day we've seen in that stock in 9 years. 9 years. So getting back to the 2008 days when you're talking about GE. But this was fascinating. I don't know about you. My wife always kind of says to me, like, get me something over there at Tiffany's. Sometimes I go in there. You know, it's expensive, though, that place. Jeez. Anyway, do you see their earnings? This was incredible. So Tiffany announced earnings that were just incredible. And the stock was up 23.29% in a day. In one day. So it closed at 126.05. This was the best day Tiffany saw in 17 years, folks. I mean, that's incredible. So for me, this is fascinating what's going on right now. The Dow for the week was up 0.2%, so not a big deal. S&P 500 up 0.3%. NASDAQ up 1.1%. You may say, so what? Well, so what? Think about all the things that happened. The president canceled talks with North Korea. I mean, and the market's still up for the week? And, oh, Italy's bond market melted down. And you had the Turkey's lira tumbling over concerns about the president that he's going to take control of the central bank. So this had the emerging markets start to react a little bit. I mean, all these things were fascinating, but nothing really happened. This is incredible. So stocks didn't seem to really flinch that much. In fact, as I just said, the market finished up. So to some people, the market looks strong when you see these sort of things come at it, but it still keeps bouncing back. And in fact, the Russell 2000, which is that small cap index we keep talking about, that just keeps hitting new all-time highs. And when you start to look at the New York Stock Exchange advanced decline line, we call it. Now, this is a measure of stocks rising and falling. And this rose last week, and it sits near an all-time high. This was another sign of strength on the surface. But like we always like to do is we want to look under the surface. And we see that the VIX closed down 1.5% for the week. And that's a good sign that there's going to be less volatility this summer. But the market, I want to say, is like an onion right now. And you've got to start peeling these layers, because if you start peeling it too deep, you're going to start crying because you smell that onion smell. And your eyes start watering up. So what's going to be the next trigger here? Are things really quite so rosy? If you look at the small cap outperformance hitting new highs, this is beating the advanced decline line. This suggests that the average stock in the S&P 500 should be now, the larger cap should be starting to outperform the index, but they're not. If you actually start to look at it, in fact, the equal weighted version of the S&P 500 has risen just 2.1% in May. Now, that's almost 1% lower than the S&P 500's 3% gain. And that's usually not happening that way. It's usually the reverse of something like that. And we saw the stocks of the European banks this week close lower than more than a year. And even though U.S. financial stocks have lagged the 10-year treasury, this is another sign of weakness. So we're in this tight trading range right now. But I'm telling you, I think a 5% pullback is not unlikely this summer. And so I don't think it's over, because I think the economy still looks really good, everybody. There's all kinds of good things happening. The Fed talked this week about all the interest rates and about solid economic growth and how labor market's at full employment. But I think we need something more. I think we need some of this industrial growth, some of these corporations that are spending all this money, repatriating the capital, start putting back to work and start seeing some of this production start to increase. That'll really show that we're strong and everything's looking good. So next week, look out for the GDP numbers. We're going to see GDP for first quarter. That looks pretty strong. That's a good sign. We'll see. The Bayes book also, that's kind of the inner economics of the Fed, what they're talking about. And then also you got the jobs report on Friday. I don't think that's going to be that big of a deal, but we certainly will see what happens. Anyways, coming up next, when the date on your target date funds arrive, can you retire? The answer will shock you. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And today we are celebrating not only Memorial Day on Monday, but the IndyCar races Sunday. And I'll be out there about to jump on a plane and fly out there and see our car, car number 25, with Stefan Wilson. Driving for the checkered flag this year. And so we're tying the theme into racing to retirement, because maybe you own one of these target date funds where you picked a certain date, like the 2025 fund, and you're hoping to retire then, but as you're racing to that finish line, something could happen. Could be a tire explosion or an engine failure or a gear snap. These things happen and your car just stops and then you're done. So if you have a 401k or some type of retirement account, chances are extremely high that you have a target date fund. And according to the Investment Company Institute, get this, half of all 401k participants had some money stashed in a target date fund. So what is a target date mutual fund? Well, it's a mutual fund that has a calendar year listed in its name. So pull out your statements and see if you have one of those and if you have any money in that. That calendar year refers to an end goal of sorts for that fund. And so a lot of people think that the closer you get to that calendar year, the less risky the fund is supposed to be. So people who have, say, a target date for 2020 and they're going to retire in 2020, well, they're going to choose the 2020 fund. And they believe that they should have automatic investment management that follows some preconceived rule to get you there. And it sounds pretty good. It's almost like this autopilot. It's human nature. Make it simple. But look at the technical description of a target date fund. In a target date fund, money managers make decisions regarding how much of that portfolio should be devoted or allocated to stocks, bonds, and cash. So they have discretion. And each year, that allocation is adjusted by the managers to make the fund more conservative as the perceived investor ages towards the target date. So the fund family follows its own glide path, if you will, which assists them in making decisions on how to reallocate that investment mixture. I'm going to talk about glide path here shortly, but some funds continue to adjust the mixture beyond their target date year, and others don't. And this is important because you may have something that doesn't match what you're trying to do. So let's get into the inner linings of these investments and a few things you need to think about before you use them, or if you're in them right now. These are some things you want to find out now. Don't wait till it's too late. First thing you want to find out is something called fund family bias. And this happens a lot. This is when a mutual fund, I'm going to make up an example. Say it's the Stargazer Mutual Fund Company, and they create a target date fund. So they hire a manager or a team of investment managers to run that fund and manage the investment choices inside the fund. And the management team is in charge of choosing stocks, bonds, mutual funds, they want to buy them. Some fund families encourage that manager to use other pre-existing mutual funds as the investment choice for that target date fund. And what this means is that the target date fund charges a management fee. These are called expense ratios, and you can find these in your prospectuses. And this pays the management team. But then these managers invest the fund's money into other mutual funds that are managed by maybe the same fund family. And so those mutual funds, the second level of mutual funds, are charging a fee because the managers are managing the managers. So you're dealing with now a couple layers of fees. And thus, the fund company, and we'll call it Mutual Fund Company Inc. in our example, is able to increase their revenue by bringing new people into this new fund, the target date fund. And then again, by investing that money in more of their own pre-existing mutual funds. And this makes the cost for the investor go higher when it doesn't necessarily need to be that way. And I understand that this stuff is complicated and it's hard to figure out where all these fees are and what's going on in your account. Because when you actually pull out that big fat prospectus and you start looking through it, I've heard clients say, well, we can use that to stop a door. And that's a pretty good example. But hey, it's all in there. You just have to know how to find it. So I understand this is complicated, but you need to get in front of this stuff, because if you're spending too much in fees every year, that's really detracting from your total return. And what happens then is you're not accumulating or saving as much money as you could be. So in order to figure out what's going on with these particular funds, you need to talk to a qualified professional who knows about these things and can educate you about what's going on in your funds. That's why it makes a lot of sense for you to sit down and meet with someone on our team who looks at these sort of things every single day. In our office, we have a CPA. We have four estate planning attorneys. And we have a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you look at these kind of things. How much are these things costing you? What other decisions and choices do you have in your own fund? You may have choices in your 401k that you don't even know you have. What do you mean? Well, you may be looking at your statement and it says there's 8 or 9 funds there. Do you have other choices? No, they're not on the statement. Well, yes, you may. There may be other choices you have outside of the funds on your statement. It exists today. So we can help you look at these and figure out what options you have that maybe you didn't even know you have. And you can do this with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, we're going to look at your 401k. If that's what you have, maybe you have a 403b, and we're going to help you take that apart and look at what options you have and how you can integrate that into your retirement plan and what that will look like for you when you actually choose that date of, say, 2022 as your retirement date. So what can you be doing right now to improve your 401k? You can get your questions answered right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, maybe you have an IRA or a savings account, you can add them all up together. As long as all those add up to $250 or more, pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers this morning, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you. And this will be absolutely free, but you must do this. Call this number right now, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. You can pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team right now. They're sitting there right now. Give them something to do. The number is 888-588-5818. I'll give it to you one more time. 888-588-5818. And request your own meeting to find out what moves you need to be making right now when it comes to your 401k. Now, coming up next, we're going to continue to tear apart these target date funds. And I'm going to talk to you about how one fund, back in a very critical time, was down as much as 40%. 40%. You're not going to want to miss this. When we come back, I'm going to get into that. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network, and today we are celebrating the Indy 500 race that'll be happening Sunday. I'll be there. Super excited. We're sponsoring car number 25, Stefan Wilson, driven to save lives. Check out our Twitter to see all about it. You can see a video there and hear all about that. But it's super exciting, and I'm excited to be talking about a good cause. But we're tying this to racing to retirement, because right now a lot of you, many of you, have these target date funds in your retirement account. And you're driving yourself to that finish line, but you have no idea what's out there. In fact, this was incredible. And this just sparked this week, because we had a lot of clients and prospects coming in through here saying, hey, I have this. What does this mean? Get this. A survey conducted by the Behavioral Research Associates for InvestNet found that employees who invested in target date funds had some of these misconceptions. These are going to just make you go, wow. 57% of this, get this, 57% of those surveyed thought they wouldn't lose money over a 10-year period. 30% thought that a target date fund, and these are the ones that have those dates on them, like your 2020 fund or your 2025 fund, 30% thought that that target date fund provided a guaranteed rate of return. They just don't do that, by the way, folks. 62% thought they would be able to retire when the year or the target date of that fund arrived. So, this is something that you need to pay attention to. Imagine this. It is early 2008, and you are closing in on your retirement. In fact, you've worked for over 40 years to provide for your family. You're looking forward to more time with your grandkids, more time to travel, and just more time. So by all accounts, your 401k balance is looking pretty good right now. Your 2010 target date fund is performing nicely, and you trust that since you are only 2 years away from retirement, your funds are invested conservatively. Millions of Americans felt this way before 2008 wiped out their hopes for retirement. And you should consider this. When you go back and look at some of these funds, and there's all kinds of names here. I'm not going to name the names, but I'll just tell you there's a whole handful. And you've heard of all these names. And the worst one during this period was down 41.32%. That's a big name. Down 41.32%. We're talking about a 2010 fund. So it's only 2 years away, basically, from when you thought you were ready to retire. Anybody out there have a 2020 fund right now looking to retire in a couple of years? Well, if history is repeatable, in this case, it went down 41.32%. And you see all kinds of numbers here, down 23, down 27, down 30, down 26, down 29. The list goes on and on. So ask yourself this question. Are you in that position? I call this something that you need to pay attention to. And so we're going to talk in the next segment about what a glide path is and why that's important. But before we get that, Let's get into consistency. And this issue stems from the glide path, which we'll talk about next. But in layman's terms, each fund that you get into is different than something else, even though it has the same target date. So if a you know, XYZ fund 2020 is probably different than the VXY 2020. And you need to find out why and how is that? And how do you know what you're getting? According to Morningstar, and all of you have heard of Morningstar, I'm sure, target dates that have been designed for the years 2000 through 2010, and this was the average according to Morningstar, this is what they lost just in that period of time, 22.5% in 2008. So I just gave you some pretty shocking numbers, but these are real numbers. And most people would have thought that they would have been more safe in a 2010 fund when it was 2008. But just imagine those people who lost, say, 20% in this fund. And that was tough. You weren't able to retire. So the typical 2015 target fund had 40% in stocks. And according again to Morningstar, the range for all 2015 target fund stretches from 15% in stocks to close to 60% in stocks. And this is a wide range, obviously, but it could be the same type of fund. So any typical comparison point for a mutual fund has always been to compare the fund to, say, a benchmark index. Take a large cap stock equity mutual fund, for instance. The easiest way to determine how aggressive that fund might be is to compare it to a benchmark, which you probably all have heard of, like the S&P 500. But this is so much more difficult when it comes to a target date fund. And why is this? Because almost all target date funds are different enough where their asset allocation and their glide path, which again we'll talk about next segment, it's next to impossible to use any single benchmark to figure out which target date fund that you are in. So you could be in a 2020 or a 2025, but there's nothing for you to compare it to. And as you look at the rising interest rate dilemma, because right now we are facing rising rates. You heard the Fed talk about it this week. They released their minutes and they talked about June. And right now the June interest rate from the Fed is super likely. Like I would definitely bet on that one. And what that means is that this is a problem for target date funds, because as interest rates rise, by nature, these target date funds become more conservative. And the closer they get to their target date, they're supposed to reduce their equity exposure and increase their bond exposure. This is a traditional market investing 101 to reduce market risk. But listen to this, a wrench in the field is when you're at the bottom of an interest rate curve, which we've been at for some time, and this year rates have started to rise slowly. And when rates go up, what happens to bonds? Well, they go down. And that means your performance goes down, but your risk goes up. And so right now you may be feeling like that, looking at the performance on your portfolio. So it's harder in this environment for a target date fund to reach its ultimate goal of being more conservative by using these traditional bond investments. And so many target date funds are leaning heavier, longer into equities. And this increases the risk of your particular fund. And this could be much higher than you actually know or you want to take. And this is a big problem. And so one of the tools that we like to use in our practice is figuring out what's your risk number. Do you even know how much risk you're taking on your portfolio right now? You may have no idea. In fact, most people we talk to have absolutely no idea how much risk they have on their portfolio, even though this information is available to you. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that many advisors don't even know how to figure out what kind of risk you're taking because they just don't have the tools to do it. Well, we do. And I want to ask you, do you consider yourself to be open-minded? Maybe you're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good about your current investments because nothing really bad has happened yet. And you know Jack Welch, pretty smart guy. He said, change before you have to. And let me tell you, Sunday, all those Indy drivers, before they get in that corner, they're going to make some minute adjustments so they can hit that corner at 220 miles an hour and don't go hit the wall. That's what it's all about, making slight changes before the wall comes at you. So what are you waiting for? Why are you waiting for something bad to happen? Waiting for something bad to happen is like hitting that wall at 220 miles an hour with no seatbelt on. You're going to die. Just that simple. So if you've been thinking about this, if you've been thinking about your retirement, you don't want something like this to derail your plans. Because if you pick, say, a 2020 fund, something comes up and it doesn't work out, now what's going to happen? You're going to be working another 10 years. Can you really afford to be doing that right now? You're listening to me right now. This is your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you'll have enough to end up financially secure to travel and do everything that you've been working so hard to do. Find out if you're on the right path. We can show you how to do this. In our office, we have a CPA. We have 4 estate planning attorneys and a group of financial advisors who all work together as a team to help you get out of that pit lane as fast as possible with all the proper gear so you can win that race. If you want to learn how to do that, then you need to get a hold of my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you're going to learn what steps you need to be taking right now to get the most out of that retirement account and reduce your risk. Get your questions answered right now. You're going to find out things you didn't even know about. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, maybe just have it sitting in the bank in cash, just add it up. As long as you're at 250 or greater, then for the first 10 callers right now, you can get your own plan created just for you at absolutely no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that's 888-588-5818. Get the information that you don't have on your risk analysis. What is it? How much risk are you taking? Figure it out. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. Again, one more time, 888-588-5818. Now, coming up next, you're going to want to find out why GlidePath is so important when it comes to your target date fund. When we come back, I'm going to get into that and teach you about what that's all about. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show, and I am David Hollander. I am the Sandman. I'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. Having such a great time this morning. I'm also known as the Sandman around here. And that's because I answer all my clients' questions, whether it's legal or financial, I've got your answers. This week, we've been talking about all sort of things, but the Indy races is Sunday, and we'll be out there Sunday looking at the cars and having a great time there. Monday is Memorial Day, and of course, think about all the soldiers and all the people who died for your freedom, and just think about how lucky you are. And also, I want to say congratulations to all the girls graduating from Santa Catalina down there in the Monterey Peninsula. Congratulations. class of 2018. You guys did a fantastic job and worked real hard. So good for you moving on to your college life. This morning, we've been talking about some other things, about how it goes for retirement. But one thing you can do to get prepared for retirement is go to one of our workshops. And you can retire when you want to. You can control your destiny and have enough income to last the rest of your life if and only if you have the right plan. But this doesn't happen by accident. It happens by taking some action. So we have some great ideas to share with you that you can put into action at our next workshop. And this workshop is happening in Oakland on June 7th. And on June 21st, we have two dates right now up on our website. And you can take action right now and learn what you can do to retire on your own terms in Trump's America. And retiring in Trump's America is a plain English, straightforward conversation where we talk about, together, tax reform, investment strategies, and how you may create income in retirement. Now, this educational event is a great tool for getting your retirement plan on track and retiring on your terms. There's a couple of ways to register. One is go to the website, libertygroupllc.com, and you can click on the workshops tab, and right there, there's two register buttons. You're welcome to click on those. We still have some empty seats. Or you can call right now and talk to my team. This is my number, 888-588-5818. Again, to reserve your seat, call 888-588-5818. We'll be doing that at Scott's Seafood, and they have really good food there, so that'll be excellent. Want to wish happy birthday. Happy birthday to Maria Rhodes, George Calandry, Nancy Hebel, Renee Dottel, and my buddy David Becker. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you have a fantastic birthday week. And we were talking about these target date funds and racing to retirement today, because it is, after all, the Indy 500 this weekend. And so one thing you need to find out about is GlidePath. And this is important. GlidePath is important to a target date fund because it's something that drives the main strategy behind investing in a TDF. There are two GlidePath models. One is the through GlidePath, and the other is the to GlidePath. So the through path means that asset allocation and investment adjustment continues through the target date. The to GlidePath means that once the target date hits, the asset allocation and management of the fund stops. Now, according to Morningstar, 73% of all the money in target date funds is allocated to the through GlidePath. So the vast majority task themselves with continued management even through your achieved retirement date, if you've picked, say, a 2020 fund. GlidePath is simply an algorithm that governs the rate at which the fund becomes more conservative. And this also determines the final asset allocation for a to GlidePath. And the problem for consistency is that different mutual funds that have the same target date could have completely different set GlidePaths. And you may be saying, well, what the heck does that have anything to do with what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to retire on my own terms. And I know this is complicated. This is a business of very complex mathematical formulas. We're talking algorithms here. I mean, what do you do with an algorithm? I can barely spell it. So you need a team of people who know what this is and how to work through this. They're knowledgeable. They've been doing this for years and years. It makes a lot of sense for you when you start thinking about this to get a second opinion and meet with a team who looks at these kind of things every day so they can educate you and what your options are. Now, remember, in our office, we're right here in the Bay Area. I'm seeing the same sky you are right now. It's gray, but it'll get sunny this afternoon. You know it will. So we live in the Bay Area. We're local people. So anyways, in our office here, we have a CPA. He's a good guy. He's been doing this for over 20 years. We have four estate planning attorneys who've been hanging out in those probate courts and doing trusts and wills and dealing with all the family dramas. I mean, you want to hear some great stories. Wow. Those are just amazing what some of these folks do when it comes to their brothers and sisters. And we have a whole bunch of financial advisors here who really work hard to stay in front of all this information, educate our clients about what sort of changes they should be thinking about as these tax laws come into place and as interest rates keep rising. So if you want help with this, if you want to figure out what your glide path is and what it looks like, and do you have a to or a through fund, you need to find that out. It's important. We could help you get in front of this before, again, it gets in front of you and you have a problem. You can learn what steps you need to take right now to get your plan together so you can retire when and how you want to. We had a client yesterday bring us in an apple strudel because she was so pleased about where she is right now, and we appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. So get your questions answered right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, even in the bank sitting in cash, just add it up. As long as you're at 250 or greater, then here's what you can do. For the first 10 callers this morning, we're going to give you our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And in there, we're going to analyze for you where you are right now and help you get to where you need to be. So here's how you do it. If you pick up the phone right now, call this number, 888-588-5818. You're going to talk to somebody on my team. They're just sitting here right now. Give them something to do, all right? Call them. Call them right now. 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone right now. Talk to a member of my team. 888-588-5818. I want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another fantastic show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.